And a good morning to you. Welcome into In Focus, News Radio KMAN. It is the fourth Friday of the month, which means it's time for our monthly discussion with Riley County Police Department Director Dennis Butler, who joins us in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. It's good to be with you and Dave.
You know, I'm looking over here in front of him. He's got like two phones, and then is that an iPad underneath that, or is that just a regular paper pad?
No, that is just a notebook, but I do have an iPad as well that I use for work, so you're close.
You're tech savvy here.
I can't escape it.
I know it. I know it. I truly understand that. Great to have you in, though, Director.
Really, I enjoy coming in and seeing you guys once a month.
Well, we appreciate it, too. And, you know, the news of the day here, and I know that your department was involved here a little bit this morning, and then the Kansas Highway Patrol took over. But we have that tragic accident here north of town involving a snowplow apparently striking two pedestrians and killing them this morning. And it's just a terrible tragedy. I don't know if you had any thoughts on that here this morning.
My initial reaction was just a tragic accident. Horrific seeing something like this. I don't have many details at this point because I was at another event this morning, and so I knew something had happened and I knew there was fatalities involved. Typically, the Highway Patrol does come and handle those. Primarily, we do assist them with the investigation. But it really demonstrates to me, and it's worth always reminding citizens and motorists how dangerous roadways can be, especially in bad weather, especially in areas where there's hills and curves and limited visibility. We seem to not pay attention to what we're doing out there. We're driving cars and trucks that weigh thousands of pounds, and if they're not under complete control at all times, horrific things can happen. And I say that in general terms, not about what's happened here, because I don't have the details about what transpired that caused these fatalities to occur.
And unfortunately, you know, working in law enforcement, this is something you guys see from time to time, is tragic accidents. You know, fatalities are I think that we've seen quite a few fatalities, not just here, but in the state of Kansas, just since the new year began, which is a little bit alarming. We've had some bad roads. The weather conditions can play a factor a lot of times.
You know, there was a decades-long trend of fewer fatalities across the country, and that was true in Kansas as well when I first came here in 2004. But in the last several years, we've seen that trend flatten out and start to rise again. And before, the trend of fewer fatalities was attributed to improved construction of vehicles, wearing seat belts, more safety features like anti-skid braking, ABS, heads-up displays, all kinds of things. But I'm asked often, well, what do you attribute the rise to now? And there's only one thing I can think of. It's my opinion, but I see professional opinions about this, and it's just distracted driving. People are not paying attention, as I mentioned a minute ago, while they're driving their vehicles. Interestingly, you know, I know we're in the United States, we're in Kansas. About, I think it was 2007, I was on a trip to Europe, and I was driving in Germany on the Autobahn and other roadways, and I rented a car while I was there. And you cannot rent a car in Germany, at least, that has a cup holder in it. There are no drive-through restaurants in Germany. You stop and you eat. You cannot drive through and eat in your car, even at a roadside service area. So there are things and cultural conditions in place there that discourage doing anything in your car other than driving it. And I think that's a good lesson for us in terms of following the laws on handheld devices, eating, doing all kinds of things in a car that distract us from what we should be doing.
Now, you have a unique position in the police department because you guys, your officers have several things in your vehicles that, you know, you've got, I think, a computer, you've got radios, all sorts of things that could distract you. What is it you tell your officers here to maybe make sure they're safe on the roads, too? Because I know they've got a busy and important job to do.
Yeah, it is an issue with the officers as well. They have radar equipment. They have in-car video equipment. They have laptop computers. I've heard complaints from citizens occasionally, not since I've been in Riley County, about how can an officer be looking at a computer in their car without violating the law in terms of handheld devices or texting, things like that. There is an exemption in the statute for law enforcement and public safety in general, like EMS, to have those devices in their car as part of their duties. With that said, in my approach to managing and leading the department, while those devices are there and they can be distracting, it does not absolve the operator of our police vehicles at all in terms of safe operation of those vehicles. So if they don't pull over to the road, if they don't slow down when they're using those devices and they have an accident, they're responsible for it. And that's how we approach it. So I want to assure citizens of that. But it is a distraction.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And it's only going to get worse. Technology is going to improve and we're going to have more stuff, more devices. Who knows what it'll look like in about 10 years. But, that kind of brings me to my next point here. We were at the law board meeting yesterday, and one of the topics discussed was vehicle purchases, and I know you're going to get some replaced out. That changed a little bit here to having them purchased at the beginning of the year versus towards the end of the year. And I can't remember why that was.
Yeah, I can elaborate on that. When I first arrived here, I learned that it had been the practice to wait until the end of the year to see how much money was left in the budget and then decide how many vehicles we could purchase. My philosophy is completely opposite of that, and it doesn't mean the past philosophy was wrong. I look at it as a safe, well-maintained vehicle is critically important to the safety of our officers and the ability for us to deploy consistently without having mechanical problems. So we switched it to when we have a new budget year, we purchase the vehicles that we need at the beginning of the year and get that out of the way, so there's no question at the end of the year whether or not the vehicles that should be replaced are replaced. That's the reason why we moved it to the beginning of the year.
All right, and you're purchasing 8 new vehicles here. One immediately, it sounds like, that will be replaced quite soon, and that's the Corolla to a Charger, I believe, Dodge Charger.
Yes, again, many, many years ago, there were unmarked cars that were purchased that were basically passenger cars that anybody can purchase, and they were several Toyota Corollas. The issue that I have with that moving forward is while our detectives are not routinely engaged in high-speed driving or pursuits, they are authorized to do that. Those vehicles are not properly designed and built to withstand that kind of emergency driving, whether it's responding in an emergency fashion to a serious crime or being engaged in a pursuit, which is pretty rare for us to have those. It's my commitment that they be in something that is built to do that and is safe, makes it safer for them. And many times, as you've probably seen in news stories, officers who are going about normal business are struck by other vehicles when they're stopped on the side of the road. So I want to make sure that they have as much protection around them as possible when they get into those situations. So we're moving away as we replace those basically passenger cars. We're buying vehicles that are rated for high-speed driving and pursuit driving just like a patrol car would be.
All right. And you guys get a pretty good deal on that from the state, it sounds like. The state contracts are really save you a lot of money.
Saves us a lot of time in going out for bid, and the price on them is very good, and so it makes sense to go that route.
All right. I'll continue on here with Riley County Police Department Director Dennis Butler. We'll take a break. More in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.